This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And it is time to tackle what I have avoided for the first hour. We're going to talk about impeachment. The failed impeachment in the Senate. The Senate's not taking up impeachment. We're going to get to that in just a minute. We're going to get to it in a roundabout way, but that's coming here. So I'll give you my thoughts in a moment. You may love them. You may hate them. Maybe they're too harsh. Before we do that, I have to do something that's pretty freaking cool, though. There's this sick radio station in Buffalo, New York. We've wanted the Jesse Kelly Show on it for ages. Anyone who does what I do for a living knows about WLVL in Buffalo, 1340 AM in Buffalo. Well, this show, after the Yankees game, starts tonight on WLVL, 1340 in Buffalo. And that is freaking cool. The show is growing. I have no idea why. Now, I said all that to say this. Bunch of people are probably going to turn it off because I'm about to say some things that are going to be hard to hear. So let's dig into it. All right. The impeachment failure of today. Failure. I say failure. What happened? The House of Representatives, controlled by the Republicans, they impeached Alejandro Mayorkas for being, well, a dirty communist who opened up our border. That's what he did. And the impeachment trials are held in the Senate, you remember. And you probably remember the GOP-controlled Senate holding two impeachment trials for Donald Trump. Today, Chuck Schumer got up and said, not here. We're dismissing it. No trial. What have you seen? What have you probably said? It's been everywhere today. All the outrage. It's all over the place. This is ridiculous. How hypocritical. This is against the Constitution. The Constitution demands it. What are they going to... The Republicans are going to have to do this back to you. Okay. You know what? Set all that stuff aside for a moment. Let's have a talk, just you and me. In fact, let's do a little history. Very general history. This isn't a specific history story, and there aren't any battles or heroes to honor here. It's just talking a little general history. Let's talk about Rome. I love Rome. I find it to be the most fascinating empire of all time. But it's very odd. For those who don't know, Rome, it was originally a republic. When you tell people Rome, when you bring up ancient Rome, they will almost immediately think of emperors. Maybe you're thinking of Julius Caesar. Maybe you're thinking of Nero or someone like that. One of the nut jobs, Caligula, one of those guys. But that's not how Rome began. Stay with me. This is going to come back to America, so you're just going to have to buckle up for a little bit. Rome began as a place that almost worshipped the law. It's fascinating when you look at all these historical societies and how you didn't see a ton of that. But Rome did a lot of modeling after the Greek model. Remember, the Greeks were kind of fading as the Romans were coming up. And the Romans, they made the law almost like a religion for them. And they were adamant about it. And the law was for everyone. Doesn't matter whether you were some big cheese rich guy or some lowly homeless dude on the corner begging for change. The law was the law. Period. It will be followed. It will be followed to the letter. Most of the Roman punishments were horrific. You know, they'll kill you. They'll kill you, and usually they'll kill you ugly. The Romans loved the law. Okay. That was the beginning. In the end, Rome had emperors. You know, the Julius Caesars, the Neros, the Caligulas of the world. So what happened in between there? Well, a lot of things happened, and we don't have time to go into all those things. In fact, not going to get into very many of those things tonight on the show. But after some time, worshiping the law, adhering to the law, the Roman Empire began to grow and grow and grow and get more powerful and more powerful. You're defeating the Carthaginians. You're expanding your borders, acquiring resources, acquiring slaves. Remember, slaves are the currency of the ancient world. It meant money. It meant power. And Rome began to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And as it became wealthy, that love of the law started to go away. It started to go away slowly. This is how these things happen. You've watched this happen in your country. You're watching it happen right now. It started slowly. And then towards the end, when Rome was about to make that transition from the republic to an empire, then it really picked up speed. But during that transition, when Rome was getting away from the law, did you know that it wouldn't be that uncommon to see gladiator fights in Rome? Now, pause for a moment. I'm not talking about gladiator fights in the arena. I mean, you could walk up to your third floor apartment window. Yes, they had apartment buildings. And peek out at the streets and see 20 gladiators fighting 20 gladiators stabbing each other in the streets. Why? Well, as the law faded, and Rome became a nation that was ruled simply by the powerful. That's it. You got power. You used power. You did whatever you could do to keep your enemy from getting power. As the law faded into the background, you would see guys, prominent men, senators, Roman senators, who would hire their own bodyguards to make sure they could safely walk the streets of Rome. Pompey Magnus, you've heard of Pompey Magnus? Hopefully you have. If not, your school sucked. Pompey Magnus is one of the great generals, one of the great men in history. Julius Caesar ended up defeating him in the end, and he ended up getting his head chopped off. So his ending wasn't great. But for a while, Pompey Magnus was this lion of a general. And this I mean, it was practically a god in Rome, worshipped. Pompey Magnus had to walk the streets of Rome at one point with a hired group of gladiators with swords and spears to protect him from his political opponents. Now, let me ask you something. If you're Pompey Magnus and you find out your political opponent, Senator Chris, we'll call him the bad guy in the story, Senator Chris has it out for you. And Senator Chris has actually parted with some money, surprisingly, and hired his own bodyguards. He's hired bodyguards. If he sees you, Pompey Magnus, you will be stabbed to death in the streets and your body will be left in the gutter. Now, let me ask you, Pompey Magnus, what's the appropriate course of action for him at this time? Should he hire his own bodyguards to protect him? Or should he grab the scrolls that outline Roman law and carry those scrolls around with him just in case he gets attacked? What do you think he should do? Well, obviously, you're rolling your eyes, I hope. You're laughing. Of course, the only thing he can do is get his own bodyguards. He has to. It's not an option. Well, I wish he could use the law. I wish he could use the law. I wish it was the previous Roman Republic. But that Roman Republic was no more. By the time Pompey came around, and actually he helped push it along, but we're going to set that aside. By the time Pompey had to hire bodyguards, the law ain't protecting a daggone thing. You either get some tough dudes with swords and spears and daggers and shields, or you're going to die. And you present that piece of paper, the law, to the people who want to kill you, it ain't going to get you very far, Jack. That piece of paper will probably be red at the end of the day with your blood on it. Now, what does any of this have to do with impeachment today? What Chuck Schumer did? They're not impeaching Mayorkas. They tossed it out. What about the Constitution? Let's discuss all that in detail. And we are going to discuss all that in detail next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, and you should email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, so that was a little bit of Roman history. At some point in time, Rome went from being a nation, an empire run by the law, where the law ruled, to being a gangster empire, where real power was swords and spears. And you had to have gladiators by your side if you wanted to walk from the Senate back to your house in peace. Now, what am I saying? What happened today? Well, what happened today was Chuck Schumer, Big Cheese in the United States Senate, decided this impeachment trial thing of Mayorkas, just not going to happen. It's just not going to do it. Now, nobody who listens to this show regularly thought it was going to happen. It looks like the wife is safe from my Fu Manchu. Remember when I predicted this?
Of course you're not going to have a trial for Alejandro Mayorkas. I'll tell you what, I'll make you another deal. You ready for this? Write this one down. I didn't even discuss this one with the wife. She's going to be angry. If there's an impeachment trial for Alejandro Mayorkas in the United States Senate, I'm going to shave in a Fu Manchu mustache right here on the show. And you're just going to have to stare at it for a week. If there's an impeachment trial, Fu Manchu mustache. Coming to the I'm Right show right here on the first. Mark my words.
Not going to be an impeachment trial. And I'm not saying don't be angry, but I am saying this. If you found yourself today at any point, and you probably have, because this has been very common, if you have found yourself at any point today saying, they have to do that. The Constitution says They have to do it. The Constitution says. Or if you found yourself at any point in time saying, well, now Republicans won't do any impeachments if Democrats send it to them. I am not insulting you, but I would argue you are not properly adjusting with the times. We are not in the early stages of the Roman Empire when the law mattered. We are not there. And I'm not cheering for that. I'm not smug about it. I'm not celebrating it. I love the Constitution as much as you love the Constitution. It is a wonderful founding document that laid out a path for this country to be free and prosperous for a very long time. We've had a couple centuries of joy and freedom, and it's been marvelous. However, times change. Times change for nations all the time, and we have to make the mental adjustments. Times change. What am I saying? What I'm saying is this. I knew this was coming because I knew that we're not a nation under a constitution anymore. Those days are gone. Those days are in the past. You can cry about it. Maybe you're happy about it. I don't know. Maybe you hate the Constitution. I know. I think it's terrible, but those days are in the past. So what days are we in now? How should we adjust to these times now? We are now in a time where power is all that matters. Get it, protect it, and use it to protect yourself, your way of life, and your loved ones. We are not in the era of the law anymore. We have gone the way many, 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 many nations have gone towards the later stages. We are transitioning into a place where power is all that matters. You better get yourself your own gang of gladiators now and put down that stupid pocket constitution, because only one of those things is going to protect you in the year 2024, and it ain't the little sheets of paper you keep in your back pocket. I'm sorry if that offends you. Change the freaking channel. This is not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. And if you're offended, you're welcome to call and whine to me or email. You know what? Yeah, you're welcome to call tonight, actually. 877-377- 877-337-4373. Your love, hate, whatever you want to pour on tonight, I will take them. 877-377-4373. My only rule is, I don't care if you're mad at me, you got to get right to the point. If you're boring, you take too long. Well, it was last Tuesday, but no, maybe it was Wednesday at 10:30. I just had my, oh my gosh, hanging up the phone. You're welcome to call. You're welcome to email me. We have to adjust. So what does that mean? Well, we have to use power everywhere we have power. So right now, today, the statement Republicans should have made, instead of publicly crying about the Constitution all day long, the statement Republicans should have made was simply this. From now on, whenever we control the Senate, there will never be a Republican impeachment trial in the United States Senate. Period. End of story. But instead, we've had a whole day of them pointing out hypocrisy. I bet you've already heard this today. I bet you money you have heard this today on the radio or TV or somewhere. This was Chuck Schumer back in 2021.
Now, as I mentioned, the Senate will also conduct a second impeachment trial for Donald Trump. But make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote on whether to convict the president. Now, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues argue that this trial would be unconstitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office, an argument that has been roundly repudiated, debunked by hundreds of constitutional scholars, left, right, and center, and defies basic common sense. It makes no sense whatsoever that a president or any official could commit a heinous crime against our country and then be permitted to resign so as to avoid accountability and a vote to
Chuck Schumer's such a hypocrite. It was just a couple years ago. He said we have to have a trial. Chuck Schumer's a committed communist who intends to destroy the United States of America. He will use the Constitution when it's convenient for him, but he has no use for the document whatsoever. He doesn't think about it. He probably hasn't read it in 80 years, if he's ever read it at all, and I don't even know how old the guy is. You're the one worried about the Constitution. Chuck Schumer's worried about power. He's worried about rewarding his friends with power and money. He's worried about protecting his interests, and every ounce of power he has will be used to that end. If you are going to sit and hand-wring about why it's not constitutional, then it's already over. It's already over. We are in a post-constitutional country. That doesn't mean the Constitution's bad. It doesn't mean the Constitution wasn't magnificent. In fact, it doesn't mean the Constitution still isn't magnificent. It's fantastic. I love it. But it's not the law of the land anymore. And frankly, you sound like a child when you bring it up. All the time, and I'm talking about all these senators today. I've seen them all over the place. It's not constitutional. Oh, gosh, jeez. All right, I'll let you have your say. 877-377-4373. We will get to Mike Johnson. Actually, I have to go off on Mike Johnson and what's going on there. First, let's deal with this, though. You need a new pillow. Well, you need new sandals. You need a new towel set. You need all kinds of new things, but let's be honest, money doesn't grow on trees, does it? It's expensive out there. 40% increase in grocery costs. Who can afford any of these things? Well, MyPillow knows that. That's why they have, right now, a $25 extravaganza sale going on. Two packs of multi-use MyPillows, $25. You want their incredible sandals? $25. Six-piece towel set, $25. My personal favorite? You want the premium MyPillow with the new Giza fabric on it? Any size, doesn't matter. $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Times are tough out there. Go save money where you can. MyPillow, baby. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday on a hump day. Reminding you, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. And I hope your day is going better than Joe. I personally, because I'm uneducated white trash, I don't know how to say big words either. But I got to be honest. Scranton? It's always come so naturally.
My mom didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954.
What? This is also Joe Biden. We were talking about this earlier. Old Uncle Boozy and the Cannibals.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Boozy. They called him Boozy. My Uncle Boozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And
he didn't. All that stuff was a lie. Anyway, it's a mechanical failure, and the Cannibals didn't eat him. He did die at sea, though, and rest in peace to him. All right, before we get to the Mike Johnson stuff, I'll let you have your say, because I realize that was a lot, probably for a Wednesday night. It was a big day. Look, none of this stuff's surprising. We lost on FISA. I told you we were going to. We lost on all the foreign policy stuff. I'll get to the Mike Johnson foreign policy stuff from today. The impeachment trial is not going through, but if I have to finish all this with a little pick your chin up thing, the FISA thing was closer than it's ever been before. Change comes slow, really, really slow. We just got to whip these people into shape. All right, get to the point. All right, no small talk. Bruce, Portland, go.
Jesse, you are so right about the Roman days. I'll tell you what, right now, there is no Democrat, there is no Republican, there's communists, and there's Americans. I think it's the time for people to start making a list of who's who in your neighborhood, find out who's naughty, who's nice, develop those relationships, have a casual talk, set up some plans, and goodness forbid when the day comes, be frickin' ready to go to town.
Listen, he brings up an interesting point. I'll tell you this. Your community now, I found myself, I was thinking about this morning, as we're watching all this crap happen, they're flooding the country with illegals and the spying and everything else. As they're watching all this stuff happening, I'm finding myself getting more and more, I was going to call it insular, but community focus is probably how I want to put it. It sounds better. Community focused. Community focused. My neighborhood first. My neighbors. Do I know them? Do you know them? You don't have to go to a shooting range with your neighbors tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. Hey, let's do some live fire drills. I'm not saying that, and I have no problem with you doing that, but it's not what I'm saying. Have you even talked to them? Do you know their values? Do you know who has supplies? Who doesn't have supplies? My town. Taking more ownership of my town. I shop almost exclusively locally whenever I can now. I focus more on school board races, on city councils. It's not that I've written off Washington, D.C. I just do not believe Washington, D.C. can be saved from Washington, D.C. It will be saved from us, from the hinterlands, from where we are, or it won't be saved at all. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know your neighbors, your community. No, you don't have to go knocking on doors like some weirdo asking if everybody wants to shoot guns with you. Invite everyone to a cookout. Everyone likes some hot dogs. Have a beer. Have a chat with people. The time to get to know our neighbors is now. And this is at a time, we're at a little bit of a disadvantage here. This is at a time when human beings are more insular than ever. Isolated, I should say, than ever because of social media. We've talked about this before. And again, I'm not dogging on social media. We don't talk to people anymore. And we have to talk to people now. We have to organize now. We have to support each other during these times. Ken, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, I'm still trying to figure you out, man, after listening to you all these years. And what I mean by that is, you've talked about your background and, how you were with school and a construction worker, Marines, all that, Jesse. And, we talked before, that you read you read all the time, you read a lot of history, you read a lot of books, but you have this ability, and I'm going to say it, it's a God-given ability, that you can just see through all the layers as to what the real picture is, what is really going on. And you can't learn that from a book, brother. So appreciate you much, Jesse.
No, thank you. I don't know that I see things you don't see. I'll tell you this, because we get a lot of emails like that. We get a lot of phone calls like this. You see things. I don't think I see anything you don't see. I believe that I have a platform and a willingness to speak things other people with my platform don't do, maybe. What, Michael? What? Michael said I have good discernment. Maybe. I don't know. I like to consider myself more of a menu whisperer, but I don't see anything you don't see. I just have a platform and a willingness to say it. And we've been holding back on these things for way, way, way too long. We've got to be honest with ourselves about where we are. Like back to the Roman talk. We have to be honest about where we are as a country. Are we in the original days when the law mattered and we can follow the law, and if we just get back to the law, we'll work it out? Are we in those days? That's possible. I do not believe we are, but are we past those days where now power and force are all that matters? That's where I believe we are. And figuring out where we are is critically important, is it not? It is critically important. If your ship just hit the iceberg and you're slowly taking on water, maybe the time to push the panic button and swan dive into the lifeboats isn't right now. But if you're easing under the waves, it is. You have got to figure out. I have to figure out. We're doing this together. We have to figure out what time it is. What I do know is this. Thinking the Constitution is going to save us is not going to work, because our enemies don't have any use for it. That's not putting down the Constitution. It's putting down the godless commie scum who's taken over this country. They don't have any use for it at all. Listen, I want you to listen to this. Now, this is not a politician. This is this woman, this nutbag commie, Catherine Myers, her name. She's going to be the new head of NPR. She's the new CEO of NPR. I want you to listen to this. This is how the people who run our government think. I've explained this before to the people who run the West. We'll just make it about America, though. Democrats, half of the Republicans, the bureaucracy, the IRS, FBI, CIA, they all think like this. You are the problem. It's not Russia, it's not China, it's not the illegals, it's not anything. You and your stupid freedoms. You say whatever you want, you own your guns, and you're the one holding us back.
The number one challenge here that we see, and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States, is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
Why are there all these people who can just say whatever they want? We have to control that, right? That way of thinking, it's not that it dominates a tiny subset of the Democrat Party. It's every single Democrat in the United States of America, at least the national ones, every single one thinks that way. Half of the Republicans think that way. And more damagingly, Republican leadership, they all think that way. The McConnells, the Thunes, the Cornyns of the world, they're all pretty much sick of you and your daggone rights and your opinion. And you're always trying to get in the way of them being the gods, being the kings and queens that they are. Why won't you just allow these people to bequeath certain things on us? And they'll let you know what you're allowed to say and what vaccines you're forced to take. Otherwise, they'll take your job away, of course, and what guns they'll allow you to have. They have these meetings all the time. We have to acknowledge where we are. And that's where we are, all right? All right, I'm going to get to some more of these here in just a minute. I want to get to some Mike Johnson talk before I get to these. We just have to clear up something today. Mike Johnson probably going to get bounced as the speaker. That looks like that's coming. Thomas Massie wants him out. I mean, it's looking like his days are numbered. So he was there for about 15 minutes, and we will discuss that, what happened, why it happened, what's going on there. Before we get to that, well, speaking of Mike Johnson, at one point in time, did you know that I interviewed Mike Johnson? you know that? Came on my TV show. This is what he had to say about
it. The greatest threat to us at the end of the day is our nation's debt. And so we have to get serious about this. You need adults in the room to advance the cutting, the limiting of government and getting it back down in its size and scope. And that's what these fights are about. They're worthwhile fights. They have to be done. And again, it's messy sometimes, but that's our process. That's how it works.
Yeah. Then he went on today to sign billions and billions and billions more. They haven't stopped spending. They haven't stopped printing. Frankly, they haven't even slowed down yet. Are you making preparations? Hope is not a plan. Here's a headline for you. What kind of preparations should you make? Headline. It's from the New York Post yesterday. Gold shining bright like a diamond and could reach $3,000 per ounce. That's according to Citigroup. Financial giants, nation states, they're gobbling up every bit of gold and silver they can because they know they're going to need it. Hard assets. Now, you can't buy as much as Citigroup, but Oxford Gold Group isn't for Citigroup. It's for you. It's for normal people to put some gold or silver coins in a safe somewhere, under your bed, in a box, in your home. You need it. Hopefully, you don't need it, but I wouldn't bank on anything at this point in time. Call them. Let them take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. All right? 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And hold on. Apparently a new speaker is coming. Mike Johnson. Well, Thomas Massey had this to say.
Yesterday in our GOP conference, I asked him to resign. And I'll tell you why. Number one, he's just not equipped for this job. Every negotiation he's gone into with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, he's received nothing in exchange. He's either not good at negotiating or he's negotiating for their side. He's done an omnibus that broke Nancy Pelosi's spending records. He reauthorized FISA without warrants. Now he's going for the trifecta to pass the Ukraine spending without doing anything to enforce our border.
Now, let's go to what Mike Johnson is saying, because let's deal with this foreign policy stuff before we dig into all the other things. Mike Johnson ran to CNN, said this today.
We know what the timetable is. We know the urgency in Ukraine and in Israel. And we are going to stand by Israel, our close ally and dear friend, and we're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe. These are important responses.
I'm going to let him go, but I want to make sure I explain something. However you feel about the Russia-Ukraine thing, Vladimir Putin marched through Europe. We stop him now or he'll go on forever. Vladimir Putin and this Russian juggernaut that's going to march through Europe has taken like 85 feet of Ukraine in how long? How long has that war been going on now? Oh, look, I understand Russia has nuclear weapons, and I understand Vladimir Putin is a bad guy. I mean, he's the head of Russia. You can't really get that job without being a bad guy. I get it completely. Russia is not going to take Europe. Russia doesn't have the ability to take Europe. And we can have a Russia-Ukraine debate all day. I don't really like either of them, to be honest. But this lie that has been told over and over and over again, not just from Democrats, from Republican after Republican after Republican. You have seen this from the neocons over and over again, that if we don't stop him now, he'll never stop. That isn't even close to anything grounded in reality at all. Putin doesn't have anywhere near the ability to even conquer all of Ukraine. In fact, this morning, Putin's forces had to pull out of an area in Ukraine to reinforce themselves in another spot. He can't even take one tiny corrupt country. You think he's going to storm through France and Germany? That's a lie. Now, either he's lying or he's a moron. Every single person who said that to you, no matter who they are, Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, every single person who said, we have to stop him here or he'll conquer all of Europe, they're either lying to you or they're stupid. There's no third direction.
Responsibilities. A strong America is good for the entire world. Since World War II, really, there were.
Remember what we talked about last night? Remember when we played that soundbite last night? Mike McCall, when he got up and he said, you're either Chamberlain or you're Churchill. Remember that? Remember the conversation around it? These Republicans, because they stand for nothing, they certainly don't stand for you. They don't care about your grocery bill. They don't care that you've taken out a second job. They don't care that your kid can't do math anymore. They don't care about that. They want to picture themselves as being these World War II lions. And that's why they're constantly referencing World War II and America and after World War II. It's not after World War II, Mike. The year is 2024. I'm looking at a headline right here that the Department of Homeland Security is, and I quote, monitoring over 600,000 illegal immigrants with criminal records. They're not even detained. Oh, no, we just let them in. We're monitoring them. World War II is gone. World War II was a long time ago. Please step into this century.
Responsibility for the free world has been shifted onto our shoulders, and we accept that role. We're an exceptional nation. We're the greatest nation on the planet, and we have to act like it. And we have to project to Putin and Xi and Iran and North Korea and anybody else that we will defend freedom. It doesn't mean boots on the ground. We're not the world's policemen, mm-hmm. but we're going to do the right thing. And I think the Congress is going to take an important stand here.
We have to project to Putin and Xi strength. We have to show those guys what's strong. Yeah. We have United States naval vessels named after gay activists. I'm not kidding. You've heard of Harvey Milk? That dude, a gay activist from San Francisco? There are U.S. sailors, Navy sailors, currently on the USNS Harvey Milk. Please don't tell me about intimidating Xi. Please don't. Admiral Rachel Levine isn't intimidating anybody. Do you think Xi and Putin, do you think they're intimidated by a country that refuses to close its own border? Do you think they find that intimidating when they look at the United States of America and what's going on in this country? We're chopping kids' penises off and it's legal in this nation. Vladimir Putin and Xi, they're not going to be intimidated. It doesn't matter how many artillery shells you send over there. They're not going to be intimidated by a nation this lost. But you don't care, Mike. You don't. All right. We're going to move on. We have to talk about other things. We have to talk about, well, we'll get to your calls. We'll let you have a say. Talk about debanking. That's a new thing that's going to be out there. Did you know that's already happening now? Funding our own destruction. So much more tonight. We also have to talk about America's free-falling testosterone levels. That's what we have to talk about. Free-falling. 50% drop in testosterone in 50 years. Don't believe me? Don't believe me? Listen to this. Tell me testosterone levels aren't falling.
We know what the timetable is. We know the urgency in Ukraine and in Israel. And we are going to stand by.
This is a testosterone crisis. Do you want to sound like Mike Johnson? Get on a male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. In fact, just go to Chalk as your first stop. Whether you're a man or a woman, they have female vitality stacks. They have Chalk lit powder. I have some of that in a smoothie or a glass of milk every morning, packed full of vitamins and minerals. Our future has to be natural. Natural herbal supplements. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Start it. You won't regret it. We still have an hour. We're going to talk about being debanked. I am going to get to your calls, 877-377-4373. Some emails, and wow, some eye-opening testimony about January 6th. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.